Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. 1 week to go until Christmas. And for those of you who celebrate the holiday and are still scrambling for a gift, let me just tell you, this has been a tremendous year for books. Earlier this month, we hosted a live, standing-room-only holiday books event at the Harvard Bookstore in Cambridge. It's fast becoming an annual Radio Boston tradition, and we gathered some experts to hear about some of their favorite reads of the year. Well, so you know who I am, but with us tonight is the marvelous Jennifer De Leon, so please give her a hand. Jennifer actually has been a guest on our show, but that's not her primary accolade. She's a writer in residence at the Boston Public Library, and her short story, Home Movie, was selected as the Boston Book Festival's One City, One Story this fall. Liz Schur is going to join us in a moment because she's the children's book buyer here at Harvard Books. And we have Rachel Cass, who's the head buyer at Harvard Bookstore. I actually just wanted to start by asking you two, what do you think makes for a good holiday book?
Well, I always think that any gift in general, a good gift, is one that you secretly want to buy for yourself. I also think beautiful books make great gifts, just the aesthetically, you know, the covers and their weight and just the sensory experience. So you can wrap it and put it in a bag, a big bow, with that presentation of making a beautiful gift.
And that matters, even in the digital age, I have to say. So, what do you think?
I think my favorite part about working in a bookstore over the holidays is just the fact that there is something in this store for literally everyone on your list. Books are diverse enough that you can find something for anybody on your list, even if you don't necessarily think they're a big reader.
So before we actually talk about some of the books that we've chosen for our lists or suggested lists, Jennifer, I actually wanted to ask you, in any of your writing, have you ever had scenes or stories where the holidays came into play?
Wow, that's a great question. I'm working on an adult novel now, tentatively called In the Country of Memory, and there are scenes set in Guatemala, which is the couple's home country, and Christmas is a big holiday in Guatemala. You know, you celebrate really Christmas Eve. So they're making tamales and they're staying up until midnight and everybody opens a present. So it's a nice way to show contrast from when they were growing up and pretty poor, the narrators. And then when they go back, having come from the United States, how they can give gifts to their relatives. And it's a nice way to show, again, that contrast of before and after.
Okay, so let's just start by, give us the first book on your list of suggested holiday books.
There's so many, but I would like to talk about one novel in particular, which is actually a young adult novel. And it's called This Side of Home by Renee Watson. It's set in Portland, Oregon.
You want me to hold it up?
Sure. Thanks. And it's a debut novel. Don't let the tag, you know, YA novel scare you, because it's actually, I think, a beautiful book for all readers and would make a great gift for readers who might not typically pick up YA literature. It tells a story of two twins, Nikki and Maya. There are themes of identity, what it means to be Black, what it means to be a girl, and also gentrification plays a huge part in the book. I teach 7th and 8th grade in Boston Public Schools, and I will tell you, rarely is there a book that kids will take from the classroom and stuff it in their backpack and hope that I won't notice, because they want to finish reading it. They feel like they can connect to the protagonist in the novel, Maya. They were able to connect the literature to their home, and this was set in Oregon. And so they were, meanwhile, learning about a different part of the country.
Absolutely. Wow. Give us one of yours.
Yeah. So this has been a really great year for memoir. There are just a ton of great memoirs coming out from all different kinds of people. Lots of really great women's memoirs this year. One of the ones that I read earlier in the year that I loved the most was The Light of the World by Elizabeth Alexander. She's a poet. She was the inaugural poet at President Obama's first inauguration. And her husband died very suddenly at a fairly young age. I think he was in his 40s. And they had young boys. Her identity as a poet really shines through in this book, and it is incredibly tragic and incredibly sad, but so full of joy, the way that she talks about finding him and their life together, and the fact that it was much shorter than she wanted it to be, but just the amount of joy that she found in it. So it's an incredibly beautiful and powerful story. I really, really loved this. Elizabeth Alexander.
Great. All of mine come from people we've had on our program, mostly because I've got two little ones at home right now. So other than some kids' books, the only reading I'm doing is coming through the show. So forgive me if you guys have actually already heard me talk about these. But this is the one I wanted to start off with. This is Sherry Turkle's new book, Reclaiming Conversation. This is a great book for the holidays, especially because the holidays we are supposed to come together and talk and put the phones down. She amasses a lot of data and fairly recent studies that she say, when read together, really paint a picture of what is lost when people aren't literally speaking with each other. So since we brought up this question of the digital world versus the real world, we're in a bookstore surrounded by actual real books, which feels very good. It feels nice to be here. I mean, can I just do a quick survey of everyone here? If you read more often in with a physical book, raise your hand. Oh. Okay. Is there anyone who dares say they read more often on the even? Okay, good. You're reading still, right? So, okay, wow. So that was like near 100%. It's Cambridge. It's a bookstore event. But the e-readers, you can get bigger. Do you do all your reading primarily with physical books, or do you read, through on digital copies of books?
I do. I'm old school, I guess. I feel I love that sensory experience of reading a book. I also should say that I have a 2.5-year-old, and watching him read books is exquisite for many reasons, but one is that he's just so physical with the book. I mean, he really holds it and rips the page and turns it and sometimes, might even eat a part of the page,
And let's switch gears a little bit, because we are now joined by Liz Scher, who is the children's book buyer at Harvard Bookstore. And of course, every child on your list must get a book for the holidays.
At least one.
At least one. Books for the holidays. So can I ask you the same first question that I asked these two? In your mind, what makes for a great kids' holiday book?
Oh, well, I think my favorite part of the holiday book season is when book shopping really becomes an event for the holidays, when people come in with lists of like all the kids that they know and their ages and everything that they're into, and then I see some people nodding. And then the second part of your question, what makes a good holiday kids book, is this time of year we get a lot of really beautiful, gifty books. They might be reissues of classics. It's a time to celebrate books, yes, as objects.
So give us one of the books on your list.
When I was compiling this list, I felt a little silly including it, because if there's ever a children's book that doesn't need a boost from a radio show, it's Harry Potter. But I had to include it because this is a new illustrated edition of the first one, and I just really think the artist deserves a standing ovation, because he's taken what's probably the most recognizable world in children's literature, and he's turned it into something completely new. Whether you've grown up with Harry Potter or whether you're giving it to someone who is lucky enough to sort of discover it for the first time, I think this book is an heirloom.
And the artist is Jim Kay,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, he's actually not that well known before this.
He will be now.
He will be now, yes.
Terrific. Great. So the illustrated Harry Potter. All right. Jennifer, do you have a...
I do.
You know a lot about children's literature.
A little bit. I being sort of moved into that direction with a toddler. Oh, Baby Boy is my son's favorite book. It was published because of a successful Kickstarter campaign. This woman, Janine Macbeth, was able to publish it. It's her first children's book. She is mixed. She is of Native American, Black, Asian descent. She lives in Oakland, California, and the book follows a father and son and watches the son grow up until he becomes a father. And what I love about this book is it shows children of color, men of color, in roles that aren't always depicted in literature, never mind children's literature. A father cooking, a father playing with his son, a father getting on a bus with his son. These aren't images that we always see in print, but of course we see them in real life.
So this is O.O. Baby Boy by... it's been so loved. I can't even read the...
Janine Macbeth.
Janine Macbeth. So I just would love a last thought, maybe on the holidays, on the importance of books, on reading, or just your experience here tonight.
To sum up, I guess I do want to ask everyone, and kind of make a call or challenge you or ask you to just really consider buying a book for a child or young person in your life that features a character of color. It really will help on so many levels, both on the for the booksellers, they'll see there's more demand, and then maybe they'll stock more books, and then also just on the level of seeing themselves represented on the page. And for me, that's huge. I think that's part of the reason why I didn't read so much as a child. There weren't many books that called to me in that sense. So I guess that's the final thing I'll say. And happy holidays. Happy shopping.
Thank you, Jennifer.
I'm going to just share a final thought as well before we wrap up. Forgive me for being a little bit preachy, but since this is the holidays, Massachusetts actually has some very great not-for-profits that are geared towards encouraging and supporting families with young readers, families who may not have access to libraries, to books, to great bookstores as easily as we do. Supporting anyone who loves books, supporting bookstores, but also groups that are encouraging others towards the same endeavor, I think only strengthens us as a community. So thank you, Jennifer De Leon, for being with us, and Rachel Cass and Liz Scher as well. You guys are an absolute font of expertise, and I appreciate it so very much. Excerpt from a live book event we had at Harvard Bookstore. We spoke with Jennifer De Leon. She's children's writer in residence at the Boston Public Library and author of the Boston Book Festival's One City, One Story selection. She's also editor of the anthology Wise Latinas, Writers on Higher Education. We also heard from Harvard Bookstore's head buyer, Rachel Cass, and children's buyer, Liz Scher, again, at a live event recorded earlier this month at the Harvard Bookstore in Cambridge. Now, you just heard a tiny excerpt of the evening. We talked for more than an hour about great books, so many more. Memoirs, fiction, nonfiction. We've got the entire holiday book list and a link to WBUR's digital bookshelf at our website, radioboston.org. Definitely worth checking out. Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.